the book Hebrews, part 321. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua of South Africa, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, singing about the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick, you can contact me at my WhatsApp numbers, +27 international code, numbers 0722-367-124. Go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are so very welcome. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a pleasure to start a new week in the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh by sharing the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. You are so very welcome. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 13 says, make straight paths for your feet. In other words, walk straight on. It's no use walking zigzag. When you look at the church world, most of the church world out there today, they don't stay on the straight road. Then they this side, then they that side, then they this side, then they up, then they down. The word says, make straight path for your feet. You know what is wonderful about being a Yahvist is the fact that we are guided by the Ruach HaKodesh. So when there's a pitfall on the path that we are walking on, the Ruach HaKodesh will make you aware of the pitfall or the pithole in order not to stumble into it. When there's a big boulder in the middle of your spiritual life, an obstacle, again the Ruach HaKodesh, Father through Yahushua and the Ruach HaKodesh, will make us aware of the obstacle, the boulder that's there, in time to either go around it or just walk right over it. When you walk in faith, you just walk right over it. And He will make straight our path. Actually, this must be part of our prayer in the morning or in the daytime when we become still with the word, especially in our Bible study time. When we pray and we meditate on the word, Father, in this day, make straight my path for my feet, so that I can walk in a straight line, not being a hindrance to somebody else, but being light that shines in a lost world. Father, make me fresh water, so that I can have something to offer unto those that are lost and weary in a lost world, in a world that doesn't have the answers. We're living in bad times. When you look around the world, Iran and America and Libya, Israel, the Palestinians and all the neighboring clans and countries, and when we look around us. We're living in bad times. But in the presence of the bad times, right in the middle, Father Yaffa, through the Ruach HaKodesh, is busy accumulating the bride of Yahshua. Just want to say, the 2nd of May, we're going to have an immersing service for others. That's a baptism service in Montana, Pretoria, at 1500 hours, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you have an interest in being immersed, if you come to repentance and you want to be immersed in the name of Yahshua, or you maybe have been immersed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and has come to the revelation word, then this is the time. But you have to contact me at my WhatsApp number, so I can give you the pinpoint location number, and there's a small message that you've got to listen to, how you've got to be dressed, and what facilities is there. So it's important for new people who wants to become part of the bride of Yahshua. And the only way to become bride is to put the wedding garment on. Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29 says, those that have been immersed in Yahshua has clothed them with Yahshua. They put on the wedding garment. What a pleasure. What a pleasure. What an honor to be clothed in Yahshua. He said, no Greek, no Gentile, no freeman, no slave, no man, nor woman, but we are all one in Father Yahweh. And according to the promises of Father Abram, we became heirs. And so did the woman also became part of the promises which were promised unto the heirs. According to the Old Testament, the heirs was only men because they could be circumcised. Women couldn't be circumcised, which is a sign of the covenant. That's why the word says, Yahweh does not have a desire that we be circumcised by the flesh anymore, but by our carnal minds, by the Ruach HaKodesh, our soul's dimensions. Not my heart, my soul's dimension. And this is our ladies now become part of the bride. Well, not now, since 2,000 years ago, when Yahshua brought a new testament of grace. A new testament of grace, hallelujah, whereby even the woman could have been saved, or are saved up till today. Make straight paths for your feet, so that we can walk in a straight line. And that straight line is the revelation word of Yahweh El Elyon. Hallelujah. What a pleasure to be able to walk in the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. The what? The anointing. It's the anointing of the Ruach that breaks the yokes. That's the anointing. It's the blood of Yahshua that saves us. But the yokes, for a lot of time, there's yokes of tradition and yokes of theology and yokes of constitutional laws and bylaws, church laws. That's the anointing of the Ruach that breaks the yokes. Make straight the path for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Even it feels that you can't walk, that you're not going to make it. That's why Father, through the grace of Yahshua and the workings of the Ruach HaKodesh, will always link you up with somebody, another Yahfist, somebody who's part of the bride of Yahshua, on whom you can lean. Yes, we lean on the Ruach and we depend upon Yahshua, but in life we also need each other. We need brothers and sisters. That's why Yahweh has called different disciples and he taught them for 3 years and made them apostles. He didn't make them apostles the same day that he called them. He put them through training, 3 years of Bible school training, physical training, and then practical training. Teach them. But when he teach, it was so powerful that sometimes there was 4,000 men that came and sit and listen. On another occasion, there were 5,000 men, just men, not women and children, that just sat there. They didn't even want to go to town to buy bread. That's where he used the fish and the bread to feed them. There he used a miracle. And that's when he was teaching his disciples. And the anointing when he teached was so powerful and massive that he drawn the people that came and sit and listen. Even on the day of Pentecost, when the Ruach HaKodesh was poured upon the apostles of Yahushua, Acts 2, the Bible says there was 120, the apostles of Yahushua, and the others, the brethren and sisters, there was 120 in the upper room. But when the Ruach came down on that building, it was so, the anointing was so massive that it drawn people. That sinners, Greek speaking and Italian speaking, and you can carry on now. That came, they came and they asked Apostle Peter in Acts 2:36, what must we do to be saved? To become part of this group? And he says, repent. First of all, repent. Repent. Turn around. Repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua. He didn't say in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's a Roman Catholic baptism. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He says, be immersed in the name. There's just one name. The name that's been given above in heaven and on earth. Under the waters, under the earth. He's given the name Yahushua. Why? Because it's the Father's name. The Father proclaimed the name through the Son, Yahushua. Hallelujah. He's given in name. You must be immersed in the name of Yahushua. Why? For the forgiveness of your sin. You don't get forgiveness of sin by paying with money. Or just confess. A lot of people think you just confess your sin. No. You need that person after you came to repentance. That sinner must be buried in a water grave. And that's what we're going to do the second of May, if it's Father's will. We're going to bury people in a water grave. So when they rise from that water grave, they are no more that who went into the water. There's a corner that says, it's a new name written down in glory. Oh, it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a moment, the day that we are immersed in the name of Yahushua. Romans 6, verse 1 to 12, where he says, after being immersed, we grow equal unto Yahushua, as he died and was buried and raised. That's why you can just immerse somebody in the name of Yahushua, not the name of the Father and the Son. And Yahushua never died three times. He was never buried three times. Once. In the name of Yahushua to the remission of sins. Hallelujah. So, make straight the path for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let Israel be healed. Let's walk in faith. Let's walk in the miracle faith of Yahweh, our Elohim. Let's walk in the agape love, the unconstitutional love, the unconditional love. That's the word I was looking for 1 minute. Not unconstitutional, but unconditional love. The agape, the supernatural love. Hallelujah. Which we must have for a sinner, for one another, for our brother and my sister, and for the kingdom of Yahushua on earth, where he has placed us. We are so grateful that he has drawn us from the world. We receive the opportunity, and this is what I'm doing every morning. I'm giving somebody who are not saved, somebody who hasn't come to the revelation word, I'm giving you an opportunity where the Ruach HaKodesh can speak to you through the Ruach, through the revelation word, which we have become acquainted with. through studies and studies and studies in the Word. There's no church. We don't belong to a church denomination or organization in the world. We're not Protestant. We are first followers of Yahushua. So we want to live in the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. We want our path to be straight. We want our knees to be healed. We want to step over the obstacles in faith, over sickness and situations. And we want to act as if we are healed in the name of Yahushua. Being positive today is going to make a difference. Did my problem just disappear? No, it hasn't. But by living in faith, producing the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, will give me faith to step over that which is laid in my path. And we can trust Yahweh for a blessing today. Let's be the best Yahfist we can. Let's look around for an opportunity to sow the seed of life unto somebody's life. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.